Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is the A segment, the news of the week, and what it means, the medical news of the week, and what it means to you. If you haven't heard yet, remember, throw out all romaine lettuce. Don't buy romaine lettuce. The CDC has said it can't guarantee its safety after something like the E. coli that is affecting it now is extremely dangerous. And it's a very dangerous type of E. coli. So E. coli has types. This one produces a toxin. 32 people in 11 states have been sick, 13 hospitalized, and they expect some kidney failure from these. So I don't know what to say, because romaine lettuce, I think, has had 3 outbreaks. I love romaine lettuce, but not going to risk it. Not going to risk it. No matter how well you wash it, don't buy it right now. Get the old, I don't even know what the standard lettuce is called, but a head of lettuce rather than romaine. I guess Caesar salads, even with olive oil and balsamic vinegar, which is how I have them, are out for a while. Let's go to the other news of the week. That's just a bulletin, just an action item. Do it. Throw out the romaine. The FDA U.S. physicians urge the FDA to bolster labeling on high sugar foods. Why? Because these consumer groups want it much more obvious. You not to have to read the label. What do the other people say? They'll start to be mislabeling food. We'll come back to that. Prescription doses of purified fish oil lower heart attacks and stroke risks by 25%. What type do you want? How a 20% carb, 60% healthy fat diet might help you maintain a healthy weight. We don't know that it will, but there's evidence that it increases your metabolism. The flu, the FDA approves fast-acting single-dose oral medication. And guess what? It costs $150. But if you're insured, Genentech, which makes it, says they're going to get you a coupon, which means you only have to pay $30 out of pocket. The American Medical Association targets e-cigarettes and vaping among teens after e-cigarette and vaping use quadruples, goes up fourfold in the last 2 years. And more U.S. kids have been diagnosed with that AFM, acute flaccid myelitis, which is a mysterious paralyzing illness. The good news is it increases in September each year. That's not good news, but it decreases in November, like some of the infectious diseases. So flu is seasonal. Well, this one appears seasonal, and usually that relates to some form of infectious disease or that's carried by something that's around there. So we don't know exactly what it is, but we'll come back to that story too. These are the news stories of the week. Now, we talked a while ago about skipping surgery being appropriate for appendicitis, just taking an antibiotic. This article comes out and says the reverse. What do we mean by that? Well, it turns out that, if you will, the problem with surgery and this was 58,000 people that were looked at. Well, twice as many had to come back, and 42% more likely were to develop an abscess, which requires prolonged treatment. So the message is, oh, well, get your appendix out. After all, if you've got appendicitis, that may be the best program. What do other people say? Well, they say maybe it's less expensive to just give everybody an antibiotic and then treat them if they need it. And the answer on that one is no, it didn't prove to be less expensive either. It proved to be just as or more expensive. And why is that? Because you had a whole bunch of people, 42%, that had to come back for an abscess or had prolonged treatment for an abscess. So that's why it doesn't appear to be any better and was just as expensive. Okay, let's look at the new physical activity guidelines. What do they mean? Well, basically the guideline says move more, sit less. Isn't stand more. Remember, standing doesn't do very, very little more. So sit-stand desks, only way they really benefit you is when you raise them, start walking for a couple minutes. And when you put them down, walk for a couple minutes so that you get activity every 20 or 30 minutes. The new guidelines say move more and sit less throughout the day, reminding us that some physical activity is better than none. And they actually ask you to do some bone strengthening activity, if you will. A new study suggests that regular workouts are still contributing to better overall heart health, making them fat but fit and helping them live longer. Yes, even if you're overweight, more activity is better than less. The flu, the FDA quickly approved Xofluza, X-O-F-L-U-Z-A, the only single oral dose medication, the first one approved in nearly 20 years. And you see your doc within 48 hours of symptom onset, or just call him. That's the way of doing it now, call or video in, because you don't want to infect all those other people in his office. And he can write you the prescription to shorten the time of the flu. Works the same as Tamiflu, but one dose, just with a drink of water like that, and you're all okay. Safe and efficacy in two randomized trials of 1,800 people. Usually there are 3,000 people in many of these studies, but this was so good, 1,800. Scott Gottlieb, who's done a wonderful job, he's a physician who's done a wonderful job as head of the FDA, that is the commissioner, at least in my opinion, says they're trying to figure out why the angiotensin II receptor blocker drugs like valsartan are now cropping up with impurities. Where is it in that process of but it was literally everyone. To me, the amazing thing is this is a generic, meaning anyone can get it, $4 a month type thing rather than expensive. It turns out all the generics were made in the same pharmaceutical manufacturing plant in China, in Linhai, China. So all of these companies, apparently 18 of them that were selling generic drug, got them all from the same plant. It's crazy. Sandoz got them there. Whatever it is, Teva got them there. I mean, it was all these companies got them in the same place. So they've all been recalled. But why is this happening? Where did the problem occur? Why did Xinjiang Huai Pharmaceuticals in Linhai, China, all of a sudden have a problem? And is there something about ARBs, angiotensin receptor blockers, that makes it more likely? So the FDA is looking into it. You know, all I got to say is thank God for the FDA. It has really done a great job in protecting us as human beings, as Americans. Done it better than probably anyone. The drug pricing, that's not their problem. That's the Medicare and other people and the government's problem in general. When preschoolers this looked at German children, 50,000 of them between 2 and 5, when they gained weight and became obese before age 5, they tended to be obese for the rest of their life. So stop getting fat children. Now, I think I was a fat kid, and thank God I'm not fat, but you have to work at it if you were a fat kid. Concussions double the risk of suicide, enough said. That isn't very much, and it's only from The good news is that it is a very small percentage of people commit suicide who have concussions or in society, but it does double it. So make sure people know if they've had a concussion that there is help no matter what. The baby's brain development doesn't depend on sleeping through the night. So let the baby wake up and wake you up. Your brain health does depend on sleep, though, so I don't know what to say about that study. Prescription doses of fish oil. Now, it's pure fish oil. They want EPA or DHA, and that 1 gram twice a day decrease the risk of stroke or heart attack 25%. That was independent of the triglyceride level. They had varying levels. So this is a really important trial. Highly purified fish oil. And that's what you want. Whether you get it over the counter or in prescription, you want highly purified and you want either DHA. I think you want DHA because DHA back, if you will, gets to EPA, which was the effective agent in this. EPA, much more expensive in the prescription form, but highly purified, it works. I think the DHA works. Fish oil is not fish oil. It's fish oil, not fish oil, as we've said a lot of times on this program, and that appears to be what they found here. Now, more kids. There are 90 kids so far this year who've been diagnosed with AFM, this acute fasciitis, the acute flaccid myositis or myelitis. That is a illness that makes the kids, like polio-like, it paralyzes them or paralyzes part of their body. Good news is none have died so far this year as opposed to past years. No one knows what it is. It isn't the polio or West Nile virus. It doesn't appear to be one of the common endoviruses like EV68, which they thought it was going to be initially. Because that virus appears at this time of year. But no one knows what the acute flaccid myelitis is due to. The good news is they tails off in November, and hopefully by next year someone will have figured out what this is and get us a vaccine. Are smoothies healthy? Well, they're only healthy if you eat them with a spoon. That is, if you drink them, you're likely to have them have too much sugar and get the sugar effect too much. You want to have it and don't get a juicy, don't juice it, get the full thing like it you get with a Vitamix. Low-carb diet. This is 20% carbs and 60% fat. 20% protein was what they did. Healthy fat, meaning the omegas, omega-3, omega-9, olive oil, omega-3, like the fish oils and the nut oils and some of the nut oils, etc. Well, those appear to be increase your metabolic rate. Now, they did this by maintaining the people's weight constant. And they show when they were measuring metabolism over a 20-week period, 164 people in a crazy study, right? Would you volunteer to be totally fed for 20 weeks in a environment where the only food you got was this and you were, if you will, captivated? Turns out there were 164 people who did this. And they came up with something very important that high fat, especially it appears in the morning from other studies of healthy fat, increases your metabolic rate. The AMA, the U.S. physician group, is urging the FDA to increase the labeling of high sugar food because of the dangers of high sugar. The worry is that by putting this on the front of the package, it may mislead people. I think we've got to really do a World War II-like effort in the U.S. to decrease, to improve our diet and to increase physical activity, manage stress, and get rid of toxins, and to increase sleep. So hopefully we'll do that. I think the more warning labels when you have simple carbs, added sugar, added syrups, the better in my mind. The American Medical Association, in addition to that urging, also is urging the FDA to get rid of e-cigarettes and vaping among teens. And Scott Gottlieb, the head of the FDA, is working hard to do that. We should thank him. And what happens when your city says this is a low emission zone, no, if you will, diesel cars, no diesel trucks in this area? Well, it does improve city air, but not very much, unfortunately. We need more activity to get rid of the dirty air and the asthma it causes. Well, those are the news stories of the week. So what were the key points that I'd like to say? Make sure you get, if you will, move more, sit less. Works even if you're overweight. And skipping surgery isn't always best for appendicitis. Get your appendix out if you got appendicitis. And remember, see your doc, call your doc, or video conference with your doc if you get the flu. What's the flu? You sudden shaking. It's a sudden onset of severe muscle shaking, severe, if you will, pain and fever. You'll know it if you have it. Other thing is, remember, go for pure fish oils, either pure DHA, which is what I prefer because it's good for brain and eyes, as well as get metabolized to the heart benefit, or pure EPA. Not much EPA gets converted to DHA, so it's mainly a heart benefit. Those are the news stories of the week. Darian, thanks for wonderful engineering, but especially thank you, the listener, for downloading us. Do rate us. Do tell your friends about us. Thanks very much. We are a passionate show, and this is 920A. The A is the news of the week, but especially what it means for you so you can live at the top of your curve. Remember, there's an age reboot coming, and you can get at the top of your curve. I do have a new book out coming out December 31st, What to Eat When, about the timing of food and how important that is, as well as some fun things like what to eat on your first date, what to eat before an interview, what's the best thing to eat before you take a test, how to build, what's the best thing to eat to build muscle, both before and after you do weightlifting. What's the best thing to prevent what are the best foods to prevent diabetes? What are the best foods for a migraine headache? We got all kinds of things in there that make it fun. What to Eat When. If you've ordered it already, thanks. If you haven't, please do so. You can pre-order it and do rate it when it comes out. We're really happy. The Times of London has said it's their diet book of the year. The Oz Show has said it's their diet book of the year. Barnes & Noble, we understand, is making it their book of the month for January. Costco has it. Please do ask anybody, Target, BJ's, Sam's Club, whoever, ask them for it wherever you get books. And, of course, Amazon has it as well. Thanks very much again for downloading us. And, Darian, thanks for wonderful engineering. We'll be back next week with News of the Week and what it means to you.